Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. Reedy's mail.
All right, time to deliver, Reedy. We had a nervous moment on Friday night with that Carl Lawton tackle on Cam Murray. Thank goodness Cam is okay. Carl Lawton's going to get 4 weeks with the early guilty plea.
Yep. I've been out with Cam Murray this morning.
You've been out with him? What did you have a coffee date?
Caught
coffee
up with
date.
Cam Murray this morning. Sorry.
Where were you
always,
this morning?
We're always researching for the segment, trying to get some mail. So obviously we asked Cam Murray about the incident and about Carl Lawton. Carl Lawton had reached out to him on social media. Cam Murray's replied to him. Basically said to him, mate, there's not an issue between us. I know it was an accident. Basically, hope you're well. Don't worry about it. You know, this is footy. So on and so forth. So, I mean,
That's nice.
Yeah, I think Cam Murray's moved on. I think Cam acknowledged there was no intent in it. He harbours no grudge. There's no ill will. And, you know, he wouldn't comment on whether he thought it was a send-off or not. He said, look, that's for referees to decide whether it's a send-off or not. But just know I've got no hard feelings towards Carl Lawton out of this. And I hope he comes back soon and plays really good footy. So nice from Cam Murray. He's a class act, Cam Murray.
Yeah, he is, yeah. And that's why he's captain. He's a good leader. But yeah. I like that from Lawton. You know, reach out. Nothing. Apart from getting the technique wrong, there was no malice in it.
So the other thing I found intriguing at South this morning, we talked about Adam Reynolds going up against South. Benji, you might be able to weigh in on this. So he and Cody Walker will be directly opposite each other, right?
Yeah. They would every day at training.
Will they get into each other?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Cody might get into Reno, but Reno doesn't take any of it. You know, he just avoids all that stuff. But he's pretty good at it, Reno.
But if you said something to Cody, that'd get under his skin. Yeah. He's pretty hot-headed.
But Reno wouldn't. I don't reckon. That's not in his sort of makeup. I would. I would love to get into Cody.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. I used
he
to do it every
fires
day.
Up very easily.
Yeah, but I don't know. He's used to me now. Well, he doesn't buy into what I say anymore.
Because Adam can be a bit chirpy, can't he?
Nah. Adam, mate, he doesn't say a word to
him. Doesn't he pinch blokes and stuff?
Oh, only people he knows.
Okay, well, he knows Cody Walker.
Well, I got Jai Arrow on the show tonight, and him and Adam used to have coffee every morning, like an hour before training, and they were like bum chums. Seriously.
Really? They're on the same side, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, before round one, obviously
right.
Renault didn't play.
Jai
called him out.
Yeah. I want to get Renault to call him out tonight.
Going to run straight at him and take his head off.
Nice.
But then, unfortunately, Renault got COVID, so it didn't eventuate.
Speaking of halfbacks, we caught up with Jackson Hastings
nice
after the game.
Segway. I like it. Segway, huh?
Now, interesting, Jackson Hastings going up against Manly this week. The club's put him on, they've gagged him. They're saying it's just he's been gagged. Basically, they're saying it's because he's done too much media lately. He has done a bit of media lately, Jackson. He's quite a good media talker.
Done more than his required allocation.
I don't think I'm talking out of school here because I was having a chat with him.
So you broke the rules and spoke to him.
Well, I know him for Manly. You know, I know him when he was at Manly and always found
off
him.
Off the record too, he spoke to him.
Always found him a really good bloke.
Oh, this is one of his Reedy's off the record chats.
Like, can I say it's understood that Jackson, he's got no, look, I think it's pretty clear. He's got no issue with DCE. He's got no issue with Manly. So people will try to build this up as a grudge match. But in terms of Jackson Hastings' mind, there's no issue with Dally Cherry Evans. You know, even though everything that happened in the past, there's no issue with Manly. His issues were with other parts of the organisation, which have now gone.
Yeah, but he's also come out and said he needed to grow up too. Yeah. He needed the time away as well, you know, which I think is big of him. But I think he's done that. He's done a great job of that.
Yeah.
And talking about the media stuff, I reckon he's probably given a real positive light to a negative story that the Tigers had until he came back.
Yeah.
And like talked about losing's not good enough. And wrapped up Brooksy and looked after his teammates, you know. So it's a completely revamped Jackson Hastings to me.
How do you think the likes of Daly Cherry Evans feel towards Hastings?
Well, Buzz got Daly a couple of Sundays ago and Daly was pretty positive about Jackson, said he was happy to see him back and happy to see him going well. So, you know, it was a couple of years ago now. It was obviously pretty ugly and messy.
I used to lie
to
journos all the time too, though.
Did you?
Yeah, especially you.
Oh.
Well, what player, like a player of Cherry's calibre and a Kangaroos captain, he's not going to come out and bag a bloke in the paper.
Well, he might do. You never know.
No, he won't.
Okay, you won't find many players come out and bag players anymore.
That's true. That's sad, isn't it? We tried to get him to bag Adam Reynolds this morning, but no one would be up for it. Actually, AJ had a bit of a shot.
Yeah. You got to get
Alex
those guys.
Johnson, he said,
Cookie. You should have got Cookie.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't available.
Okay. Ring him.
Alex Johnson had a bit of a jab.
Did he?
He was all right, yeah.
Cookie's funny, actually, in media. He cracks a joke quite often.
Yeah.
Lightens
not with me, Em.
Anyway, maybe you've got to ask good questions.
Right. Anyway, lastly,
what else you got?
Lastly, another half, Kieran Foran. Sunday, there was a story about Josh Schuster wanting to play 5'8 and what ramifications that would have for Kieran. I just reached out to Kieran to find out whether there was any issue on his end about it all. And I'll tell you what, Kieran Foran is one of Josh Schuster's biggest fans. Like, loves him, loves the way he plays the game, loves him as a bloke. And I don't think the Schuster situation will have any ramifications for Kieran Foran at Manly in terms of the future, because Kieran's off contract at the end of the year.
But surely if they're getting pressure from Schuster's manager, does that affect whether or not they give Kieran another year?
No, well, that doesn't matter, though. It's up to the coach.
And I don't think that's coming from Schuster. I don't think Schuster's stamping his feet down saying, I want to play 5'8".
Is that awkward for Schuster if his teammates?
Well, Foss said they didn't even talk about it. They didn't even discuss it.
No.
The boys still know that his manager's gone to say something.
Oh, they would be joking about it behind the scenes.
They'd be giving it to him, wouldn't they?
Josh Alloway's there. 100% he's bringing that up. And Schuster's like his little son there.
Yeah.
So 100% he'll be bringing it up. But, like, seriously, Schuster's be the biggest 5'8 in the world.
Well, I think the issue...
Yeah, is that still his...
The issue for Kieran isn't Schuster. The issue's the salary cap at Manly.
Yeah,
and whether they can afford to give him an offer that justifies or reflects the way he's playing at the moment. I mean, he's playing really good footy.
You're only worth whatever they want to pay you, really.
Well, and I'm sure other clubs, if they can't afford to pay him decent money, the way he's going, other clubs will come in for him. So his manager, Chris Orr, is looking around for him at the moment, trying to generate interest. I think Foz is happy to sit back and let Chris do his job, and then...
But he loves Desi, right?
Oh, he loves Manly.
Wouldn't you... Just a suggestion. Mm. If they're happy to extend you, but they don't have a lot of money. I mean, Benji did that. You did the last couple of years.
Thanks
for
that, yeah.
You didn't play for as much as you previously earned.
In the last
but,
4 years, yeah.
So,
well, it
wouldn't you just,
it
de- if,
well, it depends
if
on
they've got a deal.
It depends on the difference in terms of what you can get and what you're being offered. Depends on his financial situation. I mean, Kieran's had a separation in his life. So, you know, that always leads to, you know, erode some of your cash. So it depends on that sort of stuff.
Like, you got to consider where you're going to play your best footy too, or where you're going to be happiest as well. That's a big part
Manly,
especially
for
at that part of your career. You know, I think.
In an ideal world, he stays at Manly on a 2-year deal. That's the dream, right? That's his dream. But, you know, it's probably going to depend on Manly's situation. As I said, they're really tight. When you look at that salary cap, you got Daly on huge money, Tommy on huge money, Jake on huge, they're all on massive money.
Mm. They're going to have to upgrade a few kids too.
Yeah, Olakau, Tau, Schuster.
Mm.
They've got the young kid at the Tigers coming next year, Tuilagi.
Yeah, Tuilagi.
Looks a good player.
That Tolu Kula, I wonder when he's off as well.
He was good.
Kula.
He was really good, wasn't he? Yeah. Wasn't he aggressive?
Defensively. Oh, my God.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.